is Grant Warren. Cardinals will inbound. Right-hand side, Eli Gustafson. Back over defender. Right corner. Open is Prey. Three-pointer is good. Mason Prey from the right corner drains the triple. 11-8. 3-point lead for Marathon. First points for Mason Prey. Out top with it is Warren. Warren looking to drill, penetrate, now stops. Back out top, Drew Love. Love, 22 feet from the basket. Love hands it off. With it is Seehafer. Seehafer, 22 feet, now backs it up between the circles. Moves it right-hand side. Taken there by Tyler Underwood. Underwood penetrates. Underwood stops. Underwood stopped. Kicks it outside to Love. Love into the lane. Love, ball fake. Stripped of the basketball, but a foul will be called. I think it was on Prey. It was not in the act of shooting. Nope, it was not on Prey. It was on Eli Gustafson. Eli gets called for his first. Thomas Bates back in, replaces Connor Kroc for the Cards. First foul on Gustafson, number two on the team. Drew Love, deep left corner. Gets it back out top. Huxema. Cooper Huxema looking inside. Posting up is Warren. Good defense by Gustafson. Still with it is Warren. Warren stops his dribble, then throws it back into the timeline. Chased down by Drew Love. Love to the right wing side. Love penetrates. Love now into the right corner. Backs it up. Right wing side, Grant Warren. Swings it left. Cooper Huxema. Huxema holds it, dribbles with the right hand. Huxema, left elbow, hits the backdoor cutter. With it is Seehafer. He'll be fouled by Mason Prey. Cut on the baseline by Seehafer, and a good pass by Huxema right on the hands. And Mason Seehafer will get a couple of free throws now for the Raiders. Two free throws now for Mason Seehafer. First free throw is no good. Backtracking. Seehafer, 8 out of 19 at the free throw line. Came in a 44% free throw shooter on the season. One more to come. 11-8 Marathon, 11:24 to go in the first half. Second free throw. Is good. One for two trip. 12-8 Raiders. Seehafer will take a seat. Daniel Lacroix will come in now for Marathon. Isaac Seidel will bring it up court now for the Cards. Crosses the timeline. Moves it right wing side. Thomas Bates. Bates out top. Gustafson. Gustafson left wing side. Seidel. Seidel around the screen. Up for a three-pointer. Hits it. Outstanding three-point shooter, Isaac Seidel. He has 4 points and the Cards to within one. 12-11 Raiders, 11 minutes to go in the first half. Drew Love looking to penetrate, moves to the left corner, goes baseline, got bumped, and a foul will be coming up on Thomas Bates. Little hesitation move by Drew Love leads to the contact and the foul. Team foul number four on the Cards. Marathon will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Looking is Drew Wolfel. Wolfel still looking. Tossed out top. Taken by Love in the center circle. Love dribbles. Still 22 feet from the basket. Left wing side, Wolfel. Wolfel around the screen. Gives it to Warren. Warren, 18-foot jumper is good. Great touch from the outside for Grant Warren. Just inside the three-point arc on the left wing. Third field goal for the big junior. And the Marathon lead 3-14-11. 10.5 minutes to go in the half. With it is Seidel. Seidel stops. Seidel moves it right wing side. Mason Prey. Prey back to Gustafson. Left wing side. Seidel. Seidel to the basket. Up with the right hand. No good. Rebounds. Grabbed by Kroc. Throws it under and picked off by Tyler Underwood. Underwood moves it to Wolfel. Wolfel stops. Wolfel kicks it back to Underwood. Underwood into the lane. Underwood up from 10. Hits it. Tyler Underwood with a nice touch. 16-11. Raiders, 10 minutes even to go, first half. Cardinals back into the front court. Mason Prey. Prey running the show. Left wing side, tipped away by Underwood, out of bounds. cards were inbound in front of the Red Raider bench. First, jumping off the Marathon bench is Cooper Huxema. He'll return, replacing Tyler Underwood. Mason Prey will take the ball from the referee, now inbound. With it is Connor Crock. Gives it off to Isaac Seidel. Seidel moves it right wing side to Thomas Bates. Bates bounce pass inside Gustafson. Up with the right hand, blocked again. Warren blocking Eli. Ball picked up by Drew Wolfel. Into the front court, Drew Love. Love gives it over to Warren. Warren goes up for a three-pointer, hits it! Works inside, works outside, and Newman coach Jeff Walvogel wants time. 9 points for Grant Warren, 19-11. Red Raiders back in 30. This is Cardinal and Red Raider boys basketball on Bow Falls Radio WXCO. Chad Holmes again from the Newman Catholic High School gym, where the Red Raiders behind Grant Warren have a 8-point lead, 19-11, 9:28 to go in the first half. Warren has had a couple of blocked shots, he's had a couple of close-in shots, and he's hit a couple from the outside as well. Mason Prey over the timeline now for the Cards. Bounce pass, left-hand side Seidel, open for a three, rolls off, no good. Rebound tipped by Bates and then grabbed by Warren. Back up court, Drew Love, left wing. Love goes up for a three-pointer. Way off the mark, no good. And the rebound to Prey, gets it to Seidel. Seidel into the fourth court. Seidel hands it off, Prey. Prey left wing, gets it back out top, Connor Crock. Crock between the circles. Crock dribbles with the right hand, gives it off to Bates. Bates moves it left wing side. Now down low, posting up is Seidel. Seidel near the block. Seidel kicks it right wing side. Now into the right corner, Bates back over to Crock. Rotated left wing. Mason Prey. Prey 25 feet from the basket. Long three is good. Mason Prey, well behind the arc. His second triple. 19-14 Marathon. 8.5 to go. First half. Three-pointer. No good off the back bracket by Cooper Huxema. Rebound Warren. Putback is up and in. Offensive board putback for Grant Warren. He's already in double figures with 11. 21-14 Red Raiders. 8:17 to go in the first half. Left corner, Eli Gustafson lobs it down low side. Good grab, and then he'll be fouled. Nice feed from the outside that time by Eli Gustafson. There were two Red Raiders around Isaac Seidel, but dropping it in perfectly was Gustafson. That is only the second team foul on Marathon. First foul called on Cooper Huxema. Mason Seehafer back in for the Raiders, replacing Daniel Lacroix. Cards will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. First, a substitution. Jackson Fender back in for the Cardinals, replacing Thomas Bates. Inbounding it will be the Cards. Taken near the timeline by Connor Crock. Past the midway point of the first half, 21-14 Marathon. Raider offense looking much smoother than it did on Friday, where they started a bit slow against Stratford before winning by 25. Hard charge down the lane by Connor Crock, who lays it up and in. Crock right down the lane. Nobody picked him up. Connor with his second basket, he has four. 21-16. Inside again. Left corner, Jay for Warren, a little strong from seven. Rebound grabbed by Fender. Here comes Jackson Fender. Long pass ahead, deflected, but saved in the corner by Trey. Left wing side, Seidel. He'll penetrate. Go to the hole, lay it up and in. Isaac Seidel has six. 21-18 Marathon. 7:24 to go in the first half. With it now for the Raiders is Drew Wolfel. Wolfel gives it to Warren at the left elbow. Warren back to Wolfel, left wing, deep left corner. Huxema, good pass inside, laid up and in by Tyler Underwood. Nice pass from the deep left corner to Underwood underneath. Tyler Underwood with three baskets and 6 points. 5-point lead for Marathon. Very entertaining first half, 23-18. Near the timeline, with it is Mason Prey. Prey moves it left to Gustafson. Gustafson, 23 feet from the basket. Back out top, taken there by Connor Crock. Again, looking to dribble penetrate. Works his way into the lane. Kicks it outside. Fender for three. Hits it! Jackson Fender with a long triple from the left wing side.
Cards to within two. Raiders 23, Cardinals 21. 6:33 to go in the half. Left-hand side, Wolfer moves it over to Underwood. Right corner, Seehafer. Back on the wing, Underwood. 28 feet from the basket. Dribbles with the left hand into the lane, Wolfer. Back to Underwood, right wing. Goes up for a three. Rolls off, no good. Rebound, Isaac Seidel. Long pass ahead to Prey. Prey left wing. Prey looking to penetrate. Prey up from six. Little bit strong, no good. Grant Warren will pull down that rebound. And now a timeout called by Adam Jacobson. Timeout Raiders, 6:09 to go in the half. 23-21, Marathon with the lead. Back in a moment. This is Cardinal Red Raider basketball on WXCO.
Chad Holmes again from the Newman Catholic High School gym, where the Newman Cardinals trailed the Marathon Red Raiders 23-21. 5:55 to go in the first half. Raiders facing a Cardinal zone. With it is Drew Love. Moves it left to Underwood. Underwood, deep left corner. Three-pointer, Huxema hits it. Boy, the shooting has been good on both sides here tonight. Cooper Huxema from the deep left corner, and it's back to a five-point lead for Marathon, 26-21, 5:44 to go in the first half. Quick note, tomorrow night, 6 to 8 p.m., big high school sports show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Our guests will be at 6:20, Wausau East Boys basketball coach Dan Garrett, and at 7 o'clock from the Marathon Red Raiders, Drew Love. So again, tomorrow night, 6 to 8, big high school sports show right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Into the fourth quarter, Isaac Seidel. Seidel dribbles his way left back, pass off the leg of Grant Warren, and they'll call that a kicking violation on the Red Raider forward. Cardinals will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Inbound in left corner, Seidel for three, rattles out, no good. Seehafer with the board for Marathon. Hands it to Drew Love, and Love into the front court, right-hand side. Love lobs it down low. Warren lays it up and in. Nothing you can do about that. Grant Warren, 6 feet, 9 inches tall, went up high, grabbed it, and lays it up and in. 28-21, back to a seven-point lead for Marathon. Inside, Connor Crock posting up against Seehafer. Crock near the right block, kicks it back out. Three-pointer for Fender, hits it. Second triple for Jackson Fender. Five three-pointers for the Cardinals, 28-24 Marathon. Tyler Underwood moves it left, Drew Love. Love, 30 feet from the basket. Love, back on the right-hand side, taken there by Seehafer. Seehafer holds it, back over to Love. Love, left wing side. Patience here for the Raiders against the zone. Little game of catch, now right-hand side. Grant Warren, back to Seehafer. Seehafer into the deep left corner, Huxema. Another three, a little bit short this time. Rebound tip, and it will be grabbed by Mason Prey. Prey ahead, Seidel to the basket, lays it up and in. Isaac Seidel with the layup. 28-26, back to a two-point game. Marathon with the lead, 4:10 to go, first half. With it is Love at the free throw line, Underwood. Back to Love on the right wing, right corner, Warren up for a three, hits it. Grant Warren with his second triple. Grant Warren, 16 points in the first half. 31-26, Marathon. Seidel penetrates, floater from seven, banks it up, no good. Rebound to Warren. Warren will get it ahead now to Huxema. Into the front court comes Underwood. Underwood between the circles, slows it down for Marathon. Underwood dribbles with the left hand, moves it right hand side. Taken there by Drew Love. Love back out top. Huxema fakes the three. Huxema right wing, Underwood. Underwood looks down low. Love posting up near the right block. Into the lane against Crock. Little up and under. Good defense by Crock. Needing help. Now the cutter, Underwood, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Boy, that was a pretty good defense, but the Raiders made the extra pass, and a good finish by Tyler Underwood. He has 8 points, 33-26. Back to a seven-point game. Crock to the hole. Crock will hit the layup. Six for Crock. Seems like we're going between 7 and 2. Now Warren looking baseline. Warren to the basket. Lays it up and in. Draws the foul and has a chance for a three-point play. Boy, that was a hard move down the baseline by Grant Warren against Eli Gustafson. Warren makes the shot. Eli gets the foul and a chance for a three-point play. Second personal on Eli Gustafson.
And it looks like timeout will be called by Newman Catholic. 35-28, Raiders back in a moment. This is Cardinal Red Raider basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And Chad Holmes back again from Newman Catholic High School. Marathon 35, Newman 28. Make it 36-28. That's completing the three-point play is Grant Warren. 19 for Warren here in the first half. 2:47 to go. Right wing side, Isaac Seidel. Up for a three, hits it. Another triple for Isaac Seidel. He has two triples in the half. 36-31, posting up is Warren. Warren in the lane. Warren stops. Warren now kicks it back out to Huxema. Huxema moves it right hand side. Drew Love. Love 35 feet from the basket. Love out top, with it is Warren. Hands it off to Love. Love left wing. Love looking to penetrate. Love to the left block. Love kicks it right corner. Faking the three is Huxema. Huxema now gives it on the wing to Lacroix. Rotate to left wing side, Love. Love back out top. With it is Underwood. 15-footer, a little bit short, no good. Rebound, Lacroix. Lacroix tried to hit Huxema, throws it away. Back up for Fender. Fender to the basket. Fender misses the running layup. Rebounds grabbed by Grant Warren. Remains 36-31 Marathon. A minute 52 to go in the first half. Over the timeline comes Marathon. With the basketball is Drew Love. Love now near the top of the key. Love moves it left wing side. Gives it to Huxema. Back out top, Underwood. Right wing side, Lacroix. Deep right corner, Warren. Warren, 21 feet from the basket. Warren looks inside. Posting up is Love. Love dribbles. Still dribbles. Now to the edge of the lane. Love up with the right hander. Off the window, no good. Rebound cleared by Kroc. Gives it to Seidel. Seidel back up court. Seidel looking to penetrate. Up with the floater. No good from four. Another rebound grabbed by Warren. Gives it off to Huxema. Huxema will bring it up court now for the Raiders. 36-31 Marathon. Minute five to go in the first half. Between the circles, with it is Underwood. Left wing side, Lacroix looks inside, posting up is Warren. Warren, left corner. His shot was blocked. Eli Gustafson got a hand on it. Rebound grab by Seidel. Seidel to Gustafson, right wing. Eli looking baseline. Eli under the basket. Fell down, kicks it left wing defender. Left corner, Mason Cray. Cray back out top, Connor Kroc. Kroc will slow it down. 40 seconds in the half. Into the right corner. With it is Isaac Seidel. Seidel, good move to the hole. Lays it up. Rolls off. No good. Rebound grab by Huxema. And it looks like maybe the Raiders will look for one final shot here in the first half. In the center circle. With it is Huxema. Down to 22 seconds. Huxema holds it. Huxema now starts his dribble. Man to man right now for the Cards. Right wing side, Underwood. Underwood into the lane, goes to the hole, lays it up, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Seidel. Here comes Seidel. Seidel moves it left hand side, Fender. Left wing side, Frey. Up for a three, rolls off, no good. Rebound, Underwood with 5 seconds to go. Underwood had it knocked away. Down to one. Three quarter court shot is off the window from Drew Love as the first half comes to an end. What a very entertaining first half of basketball here at the Newman Catholic High School gym. 36-31, Raiders over the Cards. A reminder, every timeout tonight is brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Also, our stats coming up, sponsored by the Marathon Athletic Club, supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. We'll have our Marathon Athletic Club calendar coming up in just a moment. 36-31, Red Raiders over the Cards. This is Newman Marathon Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And Chad Holmes back again from the Newman Catholic High School gym. It is the start of the second half, Marathon 36, Newman Catholic 31. Again, our stats during halftime, sponsored by the Marathon Athletic Club, supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. Marathon with the basketball, inbounded to Drew Love. Love's pass is knocked away by Fender. Jackson Fender will head and lay it up and in. Perfect start if you're Newman, not the perfect start if you're Marathon. 36-33, 17:43 to go in the second half. Right-hand side, Seehafer. Seehafer back out near the timeline to Love. Love will hold. Love, back to left corner, Huxema. Huxema inside to Warren. Warren looking baseline, goes to the hole, lays it up and in. Once Grant Warren got the baseline, there was no stopping him. 21 on the night for the junior. 38-33 marathon. Into the fourth court comes Isaac Seidel. Left corner, Fender. Fender dribbles his way to the wing. Fender, left corner, Seidel. Left open. Three-pointer. Hits it again. 14 on the night now for Isaac Seidel, including three three-pointers. Back to a two-point game. 38-36 marathon. 1 minute into the second half. Grant Warren, left wing, gets double-teamed. Back to Love. Love moves it to Seehafer. Seehafer back to Love, left at the top of the key. 24 feet from the basket is Drew Love. Bounce pass taken by Underwood. Underwood at the free throw line. Huxema, left wing side, Love. Left corner, Warren. 15-foot jumper. Rattles out, no good. Eli Gustafson will grab that rebound for Newman. Back up court comes Isaac Seidel. Left wing, left wide open for a three. Boy, that's a break for Marathon. You can't leave Isaac Seidel that wide open. But that time, Isaac missed off to the right. Rebound cleared by the Raiders. 38-36, Marathon. 16:25 to go. Love gets it over to Seehafer. Left hand side, Huxema. Back to Seehafer. Right wing side, Love. Right corner, Warren. Working the perimeter right now are the Red Raiders. Just left at the top of the key, with it is Seehafer. Into the lane. That's Warren. Warren gets double teamed. Warren now into the lane, up from 10. Hits it again. Not an easy shot, but Grant Warren red hot here tonight. 23 for Grant Warren. 40-38 marathon. 15:53 to go. Cardinals back into the front court. Eli Gustafson working against Warren. Eli into the lane, kicks it right wing side. Now with his Seidel near the top of the key. He'll penetrate. Back on the right wing side, Fender. Fender inside towards Crock, but a reach and a foul will be called on Mason Seehafer. On the baseline will be Mason Prey to inbound this one for the Cards. Inbound right wing Crock, out top, Eli Gustafson for three! Came up short, no good. Long rebound grabbed by Tyler Underwood for Marathon. Underwood back into the forecourt. Every time the Cards have got it to two, Marathon seems to be able to push it back up a little bit. Right hand side, Huxema fakes the three. Huxema inside, tipped and goes out of bounds off the Cards. Ball will stay with Marathon on the baseline under their offensive basket. 15:20 to go in the game. 40-36. Marathon with the lead. Inbounded. Left corner, Huxema. Huxema out top. Tyler Underwood. Underwood dribbles near the center circle. Between the legs dribble. Moves it left wing side. Grant Warren. Warren looking inside. Posting up is Seehafer. Seehafer gives the top of the key. Underwood. Underwood will back it up. Resetting the half court. Right corner, Grant Warren working against Gustafson. Looking baseline. Good defense by Gustafson. Left wing side, Huxema. Inside, Underwood. Underwood up with the little scoop. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Newman and Eli Gustafson. Back up court come the Cards. Left hand side, Crock. Up for a three. Back racket, no good. And the rebound on the weak side grabbed by Cooper Huxema. Remains 40-36. Right hand side, Seehafer. Looks baseline. Seehafer to the hole. Left corner, Warren. Left wing side, Huxema. Up for a three-pointer. Hits it. Cooper Huxema with his second triple of the game. And Jeff Waldvogel calls time. 43-36 Marathon. 14:25 to go. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City. 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Back with more. This is Cardinal Red Raider basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Chad Holmes again from Newman Catholic High School. It's a cold night outside, but it's been hot action indoors. Battle for first place in the Merriwood South, and this is going to be a battle all season long in this conference. Newman, Marathon, Auburndale. You know Stratford's going to get better. Edgar's always a threat. Assumption is improving. 43-36 Marathon. Cardinals with the basketball, trailing by seven. 14:20 to go. Into the forecourt, Isaac Seidel, right wing side. Seidel gives it off to Prey. Long three-pointer. Hits it! Mason Prey with the long triple for the right wing. Every time the Raiders get it to seven, the Cardinals respond. 43-39. 9 points all on triples for Mason Prey. Grant Warren out top, Underwood. 35 feet from the basket. Near the right elbow, Drew Love. Love. Connor Crock in his grill backs it up. Oh, Crocker went for the steal, misses. Now pass inside Seehafer. Left-hand side, Huxema. Huxema back out top. Drew Love, 28 feet from the basket. Love just left of the top of the key. Between the circles, Grant Warren. Warren holds it. Warren now starts his dribble, stops. Gives it off Seehafer. Seehafer right wing. Gets it out top, Underwood. Underwood left wing side, Warren. Warren dribbles to the free throw line. Stops, gives it back over to Love. Love will penetrate. Love to the left corner. Love looks baseline. Good defense by Connor Crock. Now Warren. Warren goes baseline. Warren to the hole. Hits the three-footer but misses it, but he'll be fouled. As I was going to say, he was hit as he went up for the three-footer, and he will get a couple of free throws. Connor Crock called for his second. First team foul. Not a lot of free throws in this game. Marathon so far tonight, 2 out of 3. Newman Catholic is 1 out of 2. So Grant Warren would look to add to his 23 points on the evening. Warren is a very good free throw shooter, a 79%er on the season. Free throw is good. Substitution as Thomas Bates comes in, replacing Jackson Fenner. One more free throw now for Grant Warren. Boy, he has had a fantastic season, averaging 23.5 points per game. Misses the second free throw. Rebound to Gustafson. 44-39. 13-10 to go. Thomas Bates, left wing. Out top to Eli Gustafson. Penetrates, ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds off of Marathon. Looking to penetrate that time is Eli Gustafson. Taking on the right wing side, Connor Crock. Crock hits the cutter right underneath, laid up and in by Mason Prey. Good offensive set on the inbounds play for the Cards. Prey now in double figures with 11. 44-41, 12:50 to go. Right wing side. With it for the Raiders, Drew Wolfel. Wolfel, pass tipped away, stolen by Crock. Crock lays it up and in. Not happy is Adam Jacobson. Second time this half. Four passes led to an easy layup for Newman. 1 point game, 44-43. Inside, post up is Love. Love headed stripped away. Getting a hand on it was Crock. Top of the key, three-pointer. Huxema, no good. Rebound taken down by Crock. And now Newman a chance to get the lead. Prey into the forecourt. Prey on the right wing. Out top, left wing side, Eli Gustafson. Now out top, with it is Prey. Prey had it poked away by Love, but there to pick it up is Gustafson. Back to Prey between the circles. Right wing side to Seidel. Posting up is Connor Crock. Works his way in against Werfel. Banks it up and in. Too strong was Connor Crock. And the Cardinals have taken the lead. 45-44. 11:50 to go. First Newman lead in a very long time. Top of the key, Warren. His pass deflected by Gustafson. Stolen by Gustafson. Pass ahead, Crock. Crock will lay it up and in. And Adam Jacobson wins time. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Home City, 401 Pine Street, Marathon City. 47-44 Newman. Back in a moment. This is Cardinal Red Raider basketball on Full Falls Radio 98.9. Well, Newman has rallied from a 7-point deficit, taking a 3-point lead. 47-44 Cards, 11:40 to go in the game. Marathon, after that timeout, will bring it up to us. Drew Love over the timeline for Marathon. Love works his way to the right wing. Love works around the screen of Warren to the top of the key. Now left wing side, Love. Hands it off. Wolfel into the lane. Stop. Moves it left wing. Love. Love looks baseline. Love kicks it left corner. Wolfel for three. Hits it. Drew Wolfel. His first points of the game. Boy, big play after big play. 47-47. Cardinals back up court. Posting up is Crock. Crock to the hole. Lays it up and in. Crock playing like a man possessed here in the second half. He has 8.5, 14 in the game. 49-47. Cardinals. Grant Warren, right-hand side against Gustafson. Warren backs it in. Now dribbles back out. Top of the key, Wolfel. Left wing side, Lacroix. Lacroix, top of the key. With it is Warren. Back on the left wing side, Underwood. Underwood works around the screen to the left corner. On the wing, Warren. Warren dribbles once. Hits the cutter, but too far. Goes over the top of Tyler Underwood, out of bounds, turnover on Marathon. So the Cards up by two, have the basketball with 10:40 to go in the game. Isaac Seidel will bring it up court for Newman Catholic. Passes forward, with it is Connor Kroc. Back between the circles, Seidel. Seidel works his way right, now back near the top of the key, looking to penetrate. Moons in the hole, lays it up and in! Boy, Isaac Seidel showing good patience, worked it to the hole, 5.5, 16 in the game. 51-47, biggest lead for Newman. 10:13 to go. Right wing side, Wolfer. Wolfer, 22 feet from the basket, works his way near the top of the key. Left corner, Grant Warren. Warren hits the cutter, Wolfer near the block. Under the basket, kicks it outside, Drew Love. Love, right corner, 22 feet from the basket. Back out top, Lacroix, left wing side to Warren. Warren in front of the Marathon bench, dribbles. Gustafson in his grill. Backing his way in is Warren. Stops. Oh, he may have got away with the walk. Left corner, three-pointer, Wolfall. Back racket, no good. Rebound off the hands of Underwood, into the hands of Mason Frey. Back up court, now come the Cards. With it is Isaac Seidel. Seidel into the lane. Seidel stops. Seidel up with the right-hander. Rolls off, no good from 4 feet away. Rebound by Warren. Back up court comes Marathon. With it is Drew Love to the left corner. Love gives it off to Wolfall. Wolfall back out top, Lacroix. Lacroix dribbles his way to the left elbow. Back on the wing, Tyler Underwood. Underwood will back it up. Underwood works his way to the right wing. Up from 15. Banker is no good. Rebound grabbed by Connor Kroc for the Cardinals. Back up court now comes Newman Captain. Over the timeline, Mason Prey. Prey, left wing side, Isaac Seidel. Between the circles, Gustafson, right wing side to Prey. Prey, looking baseline, Prey will be fouled before the shot. Cardinals right now have the ball. Jackson Fender coming back in for Newman. Three substitutes for the Raiders. Coming in for Marathon, C. Hafer, also Huxabop, along with Peyton Lawrence. Peyton Lawrence making his first appearance tonight. Warren will get a break, Tyler Underwood as well, and Daniel Lacroix. Thomas Bates leaves for the Cardinals. Newman will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Just two team fouls on Marathon, one for Newman. Left corner, three-pointer, no good for Jackson Fender. Rebound is grabbed by Love. Again, very few fouls, so neither team in any sort of foul difficulty as we're past the midway point of the second half. Lawrence on the left wing, pass inside, posting up his Love. Little up and under, lays it up and in with the left hand over Isaac Seidel. That was not an easy finish for Drew Love. He has 7 points, back to a two-point game. 51-49, 8:20 to go. Seidel, right corner, fumbled the basketball. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Raiders, however. So Newman will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Mason Prey will inbound for the Cards. Right wing side, Gustafson. Gustafson swings it left, Connor Kroc. Kroc back on the right-hand side, Mason Prey near the timeline. Patience right now for the Newman Cardinal offense. Long three-pointer from the right wing is good for Prey. The patience went away for a 23-footer from the right wing for Prey. His fourth triple, 14 points, 5-point lead, 54-49 Cardinals. Left-hand side, with it is Drew Love, back out top. Seehafer, about 25 feet from the basket. Wolfel, just right at the top of the key, between the circles, Seehafer. Left wing side, Huxemann. Huxemann looking inside, nowhere to go. Back out top. With it, again, is Drew Love. Love, bounce pass, left wing side, with it is Seehafer. Seehafer holds it in front of the Marathon bench. Back with it again is Huxemann. Left corner, faking the three is Love. Love holds it 22 feet from the basket. Posting up, Drew Love. Love, Seehafer, hits the backdoor cutter, Love, who misses the reverse layup. Oh, what a nice feed by Seehafer to the cutting, Love. Tried to go with the reverse and it rolled off. 54-49, Cardinals with the lead and the basketball. Right wing side, Seidel, and a whistle away from the basketball. It looks like shaking up on the play is Eli Gustafson. He's saying he's okay. Subs coming back in is Grant Warren. Also Tyler Underwood for Marathon. Peyton Lawrence will come out, as does Drew Wolfel. 54-49, 6:57 to go. Newman with the ball and the lead. Here the timeline, Isaac Seidel. Seidel, right corner, within his prey. Back to Seidel, now trapping our Marathon. Pass inside, tipped away. Huxtamore got a piece of it, steals it for Marathon. Back up court come the Raiders. Change up defensively, leads to a turnover. Tyler Underwood, left wing, kills his dribble. Hands it off to Love in front of the Marathon bench. Love holds it in front of Adam Jacobson, left corner. With it is Warren. Warren, 18 feet from the basket. Back on the wing, Seehafer between the circles, Love. Love, big possession right now for Marathon, down by five. Right wing side, Huxtamore, posting up is Warren. Turns, fires from 10, rolls off, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Connor Crock. Cardinals get it back, still up by five. Into the front court, right-hand side, Seidel. Again, trapping is Marathon. Left-hand side, Prey, back to Seidel. Back to Prey, left wing. Prey penetrates. Who's it right wing? Seidel, up for a three, hits it! Isaac Seidel with another three. He has four triples. 18 points. 19 points, actually. 57-49 with his Tyler Underwood near the left elbow. Backs it up. Moves it right. Taken there by Seehafer. 25 feet from the basket. Moves it right wing side. Good pass inside. Seehafer lays it up. Yes, and a foul. Nice feed by Huxtamore to the cutting Mason Seehafer for a much-needed basket for Marathon. And Seehafer will have a chance for a three-point play. Only the second team foul on the Cards. Second personal foul on Mason Prey. And we're going to get a Marathon Park City timeout. Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street, Marathon City. 5:29 to go, 57-51 Cards. This is Marathon Newman Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Five minutes and 29 seconds to go in the second half. 57-51. Newman with the lead over Marathon, but Marathon at the line. Mason Seehafer looking to complete a three-point play. Free throw. No good. Rebound Warren. Put back. Good. Offensive rebound put back for Grant Warren. 7.5, 26 in the game. It's a four-point possession for Marathon. Cuts the deficit in half, 57-53 Cardinals. Left wing side, Seidel, up for another three, hits it again! Isaac Seidel, red hot, 22 points in the game. 5 3-point field goals, 60-53 Newman. Right wing side, Huxtamore, 23 feet from the basket. Out top, Tyler Underwood. Moves it left wing side to Warren, inside Huxtamore. Backdoor cut, Seehafer lays it up and in. Oh, what a nice play. Huxtamore to the cutting, Seehafer for the layup. Boy, high quality play here tonight. 60-55 Newman. Left corner, Prey open for three. No good. Rebound to Grant Warren for the Raiders. Marathon back up court. Over the timeline, Tyler Underwood. Underwood gives it to Warren. Warren left wing side, Huxtamore. Huxtamore up for a three. Hits it. Huxtamore makes it a two-point game. 60-58. 4:20 to go. Back up court come the Cards. Over the timeline, Seidel. Haymaker after haymaker here tonight. Right wing side, Isaac Seidel, 25 feet from the hole. Isaac moves it left wing side, Prey. Prey around the screen between the circles. Right wing side, Gustafson. Further right, Seidel. Seidel looking baseline. Seidel kicks it left corner, Fender. Fender penetrates, goes to the hole. Nobody picked him up, but he missed it. Raiders get the rebound, right wing side, Seehafer. Out top, Warren. Warren, left wing side. With it is Tyler Underwood. Underwood into the lane. Underwood scoops it up, short, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Marathon. 3:39 to go, 60-58. Cardinals have the basketball. Over the timeline comes Mason Prey. Left hand side, Croc. Croc looks baseline, stops. Back out top, tipped away. Getting a hand on it was Drew Love, knocks it out of bounds. Cardinals will keep it. Cool Falls Radio, proud to cover both Newman Catholic and Marathon High School sports, and tonight we got them both, and it's been a terrific game. Right-hand side, Fender. Fender looking down low. Posting up is Croc. Croc kicks it out to Eli Gustafson. Back on the right-hand side, Fender. Out top, Gustafson. Gustafson will penetrate. Goes to the hole. Lost the ball, but he'll be fouled by Warren. And Eli Gustafson will get a couple of free throws. It will only mean the third and fourth free throws of the game for Eli Gustafson. Big free throws with 3:09 to go. And the first one rolls down good. 3-point game. Eli Gustafson, 3 points in the game. Second free throw rolls down. Two big free throws for big Eli Gustafson. 62-58, 3:05 to go. Left corner with it is Grant Warren. Gets double teamed. Warren in a bit of trouble. And a Marathon Park City timeout called by Coach Adam Jacobson. Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street, Marathon City. Back in 30, 62-58 Newman. This is Cardinal Red Raider basketball on Gold Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And down the stretch we come. 62-58. Newman by four with 2:57 to go. Marathon 6-0 overall, 5-0 in the conference. Newman 6-1 overall, 4-1 in the Merrill itself. Inbounded left wing side, Love. Love inside. With it is Warren. Back to Love. Top of the key. Fakes the three. Penetrates. Floater. Oh, he just dropped it off to Warren, who lays it up and in. Thought he was going up for the floater, but a lob to Grant Warren for the layup. Coach Adam Jacobson putting his hands together, encouraging his team. 62-60. Cardinals. Jackson Fender, left wing side. Out top, Gustafson. Gustafson into the lane. Good look, Croc. Croc lays it up and in. Croc, 16 big points tonight for the senior. 64-60. 2:22 to go. Out top, Seahaven gives it to Tyler Underwood. Underwood turns the corner, goes to the hole, lays it up and in. That time the Cardinals, way too easy for Tyler Underwood. Coach Jeff Waldvogel frustrated as he walks down to the end of the bench. 64-62, 2:05 to go. Cards with the ball up by two. Posting up, Connor Croc. Croc into the lane, forces it up. Oh, Randall's out, fight for the board, grabbed by Grant Warren. Marathon a chance to tie or take the lead with under two to go. Into the forecourt, Huxema. Huxema, right wing side, Drew Love. Love, 23 feet from the basket. Out top, Warren gives it to Love. Love works to the left wing, stops his dribble, needs help. Out top, Seehafer. Now Tyler Underwood, 23 feet from the hole, just right at the top of the key. Moves it left, Drew Love. 90 seconds to go. Love holds it, 25 feet from the basket. Connor Croc on the defense, backing up is Love. Working around a Warren screen. Now penetrating. Drop down low. Warren grabs it. Blocked by Gustafson in a tie-up. Eli Gustafson blocking Grant Warren and the alternate possession arrow pointing towards Newman. What a huge defensive play for Eli Gustafson. Minute 19 to go. 64-62, and right now the Raiders, I think, have to start taking fouls. They only have three fouls. If they need to foul in order to send Newman to the line, they're going to have to start taking fouls. And there was a reach in. I think Underwood was trying to either go for the steal or get the foul. I think right now Marathon can be very aggressive defensively. Cards are inbound. Thrown into the backcourt, grabbed by Mason Prey. Prey back over the timeline, hands it off. Connor Croc gives it over to Prey. Prey back to Croc. Down to 1 minute to go. Prey into the lane, back between the circles, Croc. Boy, the Raiders, oh, tipped away, stolen away. Oh, getting it back was Croc, but he threw it to Fender, who had gone into the backcourt. Bender was getting set to go back on defense after the Raiders knocked it away, but Croc stole it back, tried to get it as Croc was down to his teammate Bender, but Bender had not established himself back in the forecourt. Boy, big possession right now for Marathon because, well, either team, if either team is behind at this point, there's really not enough time to take enough fouls to send the other squad to the line. Drew Love into the forecourt. Love around the screen. Love moves it left wing side. Huxema back out top. Underwood. Right wing side. Seehafer. 23 feet from the hole. Right wing. Warren back on the right hand side to Underwood. Swings it out top. Drew Love. Love. Dribble. Love. Now to the left hand corner. Turns the corner. Reverse layup is no good. Rebound is grabbed. And Gustafson goes down and calls the foul. Gustafson went up high, made the rebound, but then fell down, and that's an automatic rebound, travel, and another timeout called by Marathon. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street, Marathon City. 23 seconds to go, 64-62. Cardinals with the lead. Back in a moment. This is Newman Catholic High School basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. seconds to go, 64-62. It's really a must-score situation for Marathon because Newman will be able to basically run out the clock. Only three team fouls for the Cards. For the Raiders, in order to send them to the line. With it is Warren, goes up from 15, rolls off short, rebound grab by Gustafson, and he'll be fouled. 16.6 seconds to go. It was a good look from about 15 feet away for Grant Warren, and Gustafson comes up with the big board. Four team fouls now on Marathon. They are going to have to either get a steal or take a foul very quickly. Connor Croc inbound in the backcourt. Full length of the court here for the Cardinals. Croc looking. Oh, it's knocked away, but oh, not able to hold on. Was Huxema, and it stays with Newman. Boy, Huxema cut in front of Bender, had a chance. Got a hand up, but could not grab control of it. 14.7 seconds now. Connor Croc looking. Goes over the top. Grab by Prey. Prey will dribble. Prey will be fouled. Drew Love with the foul with 11.5 seconds to go. That is team foul number five. Still another foul to give for the Raiders. 64-62 Newman. 11.5 seconds to go. This one has been everything we expected. Cards will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Prey, looking, gets it into Connor Croc, and he'll be fouled immediately with 10.1 seconds to go. That is team foul number six on Marathon. So now, the next foul will lead to the bonus. And right now, the Cards want it in the hands, if at all possible, of Isaac Seidel. He's an 88% free throw shooter. Mason Prey, also very good, 75%. Inbounding will be the Cards. Inbounded, taken by Seidel. He's going to dribble. He's going to get away. 7-6. And then fouled finally with 5. Underwood tried to get there, but he slipped. And getting away was Seidel. And with 5.2 seconds to go, this is the player Newman wants at the line. 88% free throw shooter. 1-1. It's been quite a night for Isaac Seidel. 22 points. Big free throws. First one to make it a three-point game. No good. Rebound Underwood. Timeout immediately by the Raiders. So Marathon will have a chance with 4.2 seconds to go. 4.2 seconds to go. 64-62. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City. 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. We're going to keep it right here. A reminder, we'll talk about this one and a whole bunch more tomorrow on the Big High School Sports Show. Jeff Gress and myself break down what's going on in high school basketball and hockey, plus special guests at 6:20 tomorrow. We'll be joined by Wausau East boys basketball coach Dan Garrett. And at 7 o'clock, we'll be joined by Marathon senior Drew Love. Will Drew Love have something happy to talk about tomorrow, or will it be a bit of a heartbreaker here for the Raiders? And meantime, the Cardinals looking to move into a tie with Marathon in the Merriwood South. Depending on the result tonight for Auburndale against Assumption, we could have Newman, Marathon, and Auburndale all with one loss. These teams are going to be just throwing haymakers at each other for the entirety of this season. 4.2 seconds to go. Marathon will have to go the full length of the court. Well, they have options, but I think the number one option has to be Grant Warren in some shape or form. He has 28 points here tonight. Huxima, Love, Underwood, C. Hafer, and Warren out on the court for Marathon. Drew Love will inbound it for the Red Raiders. Right on top of him, the long wingspan of Connor Kroc. Looking now is Marathon. Grabbed by Warren. Gets it to Love. Love! He's fouled! He's fouled! And they're calling it an intentional foul! How can they call that an intentional foul? 0.3 seconds. It was thrown to Warren. He got it right back to Love. And Love, up the left-hand side, was about to fire it. And they're going to call it an intentional foul. That means two free throws for Love and possession for Marathon. Oh, is it 3 or 2? We have to wait and see. The officials are having a word. Because... and now they want to make sure the clock is also correct. But is it 2 or 3? It is 3 free throws. So actually Love here, they will say that was in the act of shooting from 3-point range with 0.3 seconds to go. First free throw for Love. Good. Unbelievable play. Again, I don't know, I don't understand how you call that an intentional foul, because I don't think in any circumstance was Connor Kroc trying to take a foul intentionally, but especially in the act of shooting. And now Coach Jeff Waldvogel will call timeout. Timeout Newman. So with 0.3 seconds to go, 64-63. Again, our timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Just to, again, explain what happened. Raiders were going full length of the court. They threw it near the half-court stripe, going to their tallest player, Grant Warren. He grabbed it quickly, almost like a hook and ladder, to Drew Love. Love came up the left-hand side, was about to go up for a three-pointer at the buzzer. He got fouled by Connor Kroc in the act of shooting, and they also called it an intentional foul. So right now, 3 free throws for Love. If he makes all 3, Marathon takes a 1-point lead and also has possession of the basketball with 0.3 seconds to go. But again, my angle wasn't great in terms of seeing Connor, because he was behind Drew Love as he came to try and put the defense on. But now Love will try his second free throw of the 3. The senior for Marathon. Nobody around the foul lane. Talk about pressure. This is pressure. This one to try and tie it up. Well, we are going to have something interesting to talk about with Drew Love on the Big High School Sports Show tomorrow at 7. Second free throw. Perfect. Ice water. Ice water in the veins of Drew Love. Tie game. 64-64. One more free throw to come. Short. Right off the fingers, you could see it was short. 2 out of 3 for Love. Tie game, 64-64. And now Marathon under their offensive basketball inbounding. You know where they're going. Big Grant Warren with the height advantage. Eli Gustafson in his grill. Mason Prey was about to come back in. Nope, they're going to keep him on the bench. But Marathon will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Boy, what a game this has been. Looking is looking. Looking. Here comes Ward. Oh, it's tipped away by Eli Jefferson as the horn goes off, and we are heading to overtime. 64-64. We'll take a break, come back with the start of OT. This is Red Raider Cardinal basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Four-minute overtime, 64-64. Marathon in New McCathick. We will have a jump ball to begin the extra session. What a game it has been. Glad you could join us here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Still waiting as we will now have the tip. Warren against Eli Gustafson. Tip is controlled by Marathon. Tip it is luck. Gets it to Tyler Underwood. 10-footer off the window. Rolls off no good. That was a good look for Underwood. A little strong off the window. Connor Crock with the rebound for Newman. Isaac Seidel into the forecourt. Now to the left corner. Kicks it back up. Right wing side. With it is Eli Gustafson. 22 feet from the basket. Gustafson holds. Bounce pass. Inside. With it is Connor Mason Prey. Back out top. Connor Crock between the circles. Crock, right wing side to Prey. Fakes the three, penetrates. Back out top, Crock. Crock into the lane. Crock to the hole. Banks it up and in. Connor Crock with the basket to give Newman a 66-64 lead. 3:18 to go in OT. 18 points for Connor Crock. Right wing side, Warren. Warren, right corner, Tyler Underwood. Underwood looks inside. Drew Love. Love back out top. Huxema moves it left. Seehafer. Seehafer now to the top of the key. Between the circles, Drew Love. Love holds it, now starts his dribble, works around the screen. Now penetrates, goes to the hole, lays it up. Yes, and a foul! Oh, what a finish by Love with the left hand over Connor Crock, who gets called for the foul. That was a very tough finish, and Love was able to finish it off beautifully with the left hand, and that is four fouls on Connor Crock. Back to even. Free throw is good. 12 points for Drew Love. 67-66 Marathon. 2:50 to go. Overtime number one. Isaac Seidel into the forecourt. Moves it right wing side. Taken there by Mason Frick. Swings it back to Seidel. Left wing. Seidel looking to penetrate into the lane. Forces up the shot. Blocking it was Grant Warren. And a whistle and a tie-up. Oh, that was a quick whistle. Coach Jacobson, I don't think, liked it, but the arrow points towards Newman, so the Cards get it back. It was blocked by Ward. He had it, then tied up very briefly by Isaac Seidel, but briefly was long enough. So the Cards will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Mason Prey looking. Gets it into Gustafson. Right wing side fender. Back to Prey. Prey dribbles. Prey on the wing. Into the right corner, Gustafson. Drew Love trying to work against Mason Prey. That's a tough matchup. Left-hand side, Isaac Seidel. Tyler Underwood on the defense. Working around the screen, Seidel. Now to the right wing. Goes up for a three-pointer. Hits it! Oh, that was a tough one! Isaac Seidel with the triple. 69-67 Newman. Underwood into the forecourt for Marathon. There was defense in the face that time of Isaac Seidel, but nothing but net. Right-hand side, Warren hands it off to Love. Fakes the three. Drew Love. Love between the legs. Love, Love. Now baseline. Reverse layup is no good. Rebound to Connor Crock for the Cards. Minute 47 to go. Overtime one. Newman up by a deuce. 69-67. Left wing side, Eli Gustafson. Gustafson, 22 feet from the basket. Hands it off. With it is Connor Crock. Crock to the right wing side, Seidel. Seidel in front of the Cardinal bench. Dribbles out near the center circle. 90 seconds to go. Gustafson has it between the circles. Hands it off to Seidel. Oh, he bobbled it. Gets it back. Now left-hand side fender back to Seidel. Still dribbling is Isaac Seidel. Center circle, Mason Frick. Back to Seidel. A minute 12 to go. Pass almost thrown away, but saved on the far sideline by Connor Crock. Crock stops his dribble. Moves it right to Gustafson. Back to Connor Crock. 1 minute to go. Overtime, 69-67 Newman. Left-hand side, Fender. Fender hands it off to Isaac Seidel. Seidel moves it right. Taken there by Connor Kruk. Back over to Seidel. Seidel dribbles, moves it right. Fender down to 45 seconds to go. Fender, count that, tipped away. Love got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. 43.2 seconds to go. Cardinals milking the clock. Raiders looking for the turnover. Newman is in the bonus. Newman still has two more fouls to give defensively. Connor Kruk will inbound it for the Cards. Tossed to the backboard. Isaac Seidel gives it over to Prey. Prey will dribble back to Seidel. Cardinals want it in his hands. Oh, taking the foul was Love. Yes, Isaac missed the last front end of the one and one, but still an outstanding free throw shooter for the Cards. Third personal foul on Drew Love. It will be a one and one for Isaac Seidel. Big night for the Cardinals senior. 25 points. Free throw. Good. Now a chance to make it a two-possession game. One more free throw to come. Looking for his 27th point of the evening. Second. Good. And a timeout called by Newman. Marathon Park City, 401 Grand Street in Marathon City, brings you this timeout. 71-67. Cardinals with the lead. 36.8 seconds to go in overtime. Back in a moment. This is high school basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. 71-67. Newman with the lead over Marathon in overtime. 36.8 seconds to go in the extra session. Marathon has the basketball. Marathon really cannot afford any miscues at this point, being a two-possession game. Again, Newman looking to move into a tie with Marathon in the Merrillwood Conference South. Likely a three-way tie with Auburndale, also with one league loss. Cardinals will put on some pressure in the backcourt, try to make Marathon use a little bit of time. Grant Warren will inbound it. Gets it in to Drew Love. Love will bring it over the timeline, left wing side. Love works away into the lane. Love goes to the hole, lays it up and in. Boy, the defense was not good that time for Newman. All five Marathon points in the overtime going to Drew Love, and Coach Adam Jacobson will call timeout. Another Marathon Park City timeout brought to you by Marathon Park City. 401 Pine Street, Marathon City. 25 seconds to go in OT. 71-69 Newman. Back in 30. This is high school basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. 25 seconds to go in overtime. 71-69 Newman with the lead and the basketball. Again, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, your only home for excitement like this. High school play-by-play sports in Wausau. Again, we are very proud to bring you Newman Catholic Marathon in Wausau West Sports here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Cardinals going the full length of the court. Pressure will be shown by Marathon in the backcourt. Connor Kruk will inbound. Mason Seehafer with the pressure. Running the baseline is Kruk. Gets it in. Mason Prey. Prey over the timeline. He'll be bumped and fouled by Tyler Underwood. Again, one of the players the Cards would like to have with the ball in their hands for this free throw situation. This will be the final one and one. Ninth team foul on Marathon. 22.5 seconds on the clock. First free throw attempt of the night for Prey. 75% on the young season. 14 points for the senior. Free throw is pure. 3-point game. Thomas Bates getting set to come back in, but he's replacing the shooter. One more free throw for Prey. Second is good as well. Big free throws. Back to a two-possession game, 73-69. Now Bates comes in. Frey will sit down. Again, Marathon needs to score, needs to score quickly. Do you think about a three, thinking that maybe you're going to need two threes here in the final seconds? I'm sure you'll take the easy one. Inbounded, taken by Warren, back to Love. Love will play. Love gets it to the left wing side, goes up for the three. Came up short, rebound is battled for. Warren grabs it. Love, left hand side, another three. No good again. Rebound fought for, and a tie-up. A tie-up with the arrow pointing towards Marathon with 8.2 seconds to go. Raiders got a couple of good looks at three-pointers, not able to drop it. The Marathon will now inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Warren, left-hand side. Warren is fouled, and the Cards still had a couple of fouls to give. So that's a smart foul by Eli Gustafson against Grant Warren. Team foul number five. 6.1 seconds on the clock. Making Marathon use as much time as possible. Inbounded again. Warren gets it on the wing. Throw it away! Picked off by Connor Crock. And that is going to do it. And the Newman Cardinals survive in overtime, knocking off the Marathon Red Raiders in a terrific high school basketball game, 73-69. Coming up, we will have our post-game show brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 73-69 in overtime. The Cardinals outlast the Red Raiders. Newman, 7-1 overall, 5-1 in the Merrowood South. Marathon falls for the first time this season. They're now 6-1 overall and 5-1 in the Merrowood South. Back in a few moments. This is Marathon and Newman Catholic Basketball on Home Balls Radio 98.9 at 12:30. And Chad Holmes back. And Chad Holmes back again from the Newman Catholic High School gym. Our post-game show brought to you by Marathon Park City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. As tonight in overtime, it's the Newman Cardinals knocking off the Marathon Red Raiders by a score of 73-69. Time for a look at the stats brought to you by the Marathon Athletic Club, supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. For the Red Raiders, 28 points for Grant Warren. He had 10 two-pointers, a pair of three-pointers, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. 14 points for Drew Love. He had 4 two-pointers, a three-pointer, and 3 for 4 at the stripe. 10 points for Tyler Underwood on 5 two-point field goals. 9 points for Cooper Huxema. He had 3 three-point field goals. 5 points for Mason Seehafer, a pair of two-pointers, and 1 for 3 at the free throw line. And 1 three-point field goal for Drew Wolfel for 3 points. 21 two-pointers, 7 three-pointers, and 6 out of 10 at the free throw line for the Red Raiders here tonight. For the Newman Catholic Cardinals, 27 points for Isaac Seidel, 3 two-pointers, 6 three-pointers, and 3 out of 5 at the free throw line. Connor Crock, big night for Crock, 18 points on 9 two-point field goals. Mason Prey, returning from injury, solid again. Boy, not easy after he had a knee issue, missed a couple of games. Back here tonight, 16 points for Mason Prey, a two-pointer, 4 three-pointers, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Jackson Fender scored 8 points. He had a pair of three-point field goals and a two-pointer. And Eli Gustafson, who had the battle all night long against Grant Warren, he scored 4 points at a basket and was 2 for 2 at the free throw line. It was 36-31, Marathon at the intermission. Marathon led pretty much throughout the first half. Then the Cardinals came back, took the lead, eventually had a 7-point lead themselves. Marathon came back, able to tie it with 0.3 seconds to go. As hitting 2 out of 3 free throws was Drew Love to force OT. And then the Cardinals outscore the Raiders 9-5 in OT to win 73-69. Again, both these teams, they're going to be going nip and tuck throughout the course of this conference season, along with Auburndale, along with, I'm sure, Stratford and Edgar, and Assumption will have some say in it as well. But you think the big three right now will be the big difference, as the Cardinals, the Red Raiders, and Auburndale all with one loss. Well, that's going to wrap things up here tonight. Again, thanks to everybody involved, our sponsors. And also, we got to announce our Twin Forest Products Player of the Game. Twin Forest Products, a full-service forestry company specializing in the careful, selective harvest of timber for private landowners, businesses, and governmental agencies, TwinForestProducts.com. Grant Warren, 28 points. He is our Twin Forest Products Player of the Game. Again, I'm Chad Holmes, 73-69 Cards over the Raiders in overtime. This has been Newman and Marathon Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.